time for the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything still ain't kosher?
Still ain't kosher for the next 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hey, Huggles.
And black by popular demand, Lavelle Crawford.
Huggy in the house. What's up, baby?
Hey, y'all, let's hit this and quit this. I have a plane, train, and Uber to catch to Macon, Georgia for my show at the Douglas Theater this Saturday with my gluten-free road dog, Chris Paul. Contender number one is Teddy Yep Rally for his You Name It challenge at the Soul Train Awards. Oh, it wasn't the beans, greens, tomatoes, potatoes You Name It challenge, but it was the Name Your Kids challenge. Contender number two, Aaron Hall. Now, Aaron Hall will always be that guy, but at the Soul Train Awards, Sybil, he sounded like every Hall but Aaron. He sound like Arsenio Hall, Monty Hall, Tamron Hall, the kids in the hall. Hall's Mr. Lipkus. Contender number three, RG3, former QB, who we used to call RG3, the Black Superman, who knew the Beckys was his kryptonite. I know he's black and play for the Browns, but he's in love with the cocoa like iced tea. But RG3, new girl for now, claims the valet at the Cleveland Stadium stowed her and her man's money out the car. Sybil, isn't she like a student or something?
Yeah.
She don't have any damn money. All she got is a tattoo. Contender number four, Sarah Palin. I'm sure y'all heard about Sarah Palin being the latest casualty to get a call from for possibly being Orange Ruffy's Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Sybil, won't Sarah Palin stay her ditzy ass home for a change? Remember her husband Todd was in that awful ski mobile accident in Alaska? Yeah. Remember that moose named Manziel was drunk? Well, anyway, I'm sure a moose was involved, Sybil. But Sarah Palin was on a campaign trail with I Can't Believe He's President-elect, while her husband Todd was having rods and screws installed in his leg. Poor Todd. What's the saying? Once you go black, we'll knock your uterus out of white. Contender number five. Chris Christie. I can't believe he's not my president. Have yet to give Chris Christie, his biggest cheerleader, a job. He's been passed over more jobs than what, Tom? A hooker with pink eye.
Oh, my God.
Donald Trump, you are the Bama of the 208 weeks. How the hell you going to have a thank you tour? How about a no thank you tour? An unqualified job search tour. Macon, Georgia this Saturday, me and Chris Paul, Douglas Theater. Come out.